if you were to die today, where will you go? Will you be in heaven or will you be in hell? And some people know. Some people say heaven. They're really happy about it because they know the Lord Jesus as their Savior. Some people say they're not sure. Even some people who told me that, yes, I know Jesus as my Savior, but if I die today, I still don't know where I will be. So, if you're one of those people here this morning, you don't know the Lord Jesus as your Savior, or maybe you think you do, but this lesson is for you. It's not just for you guys, it's for all of us, and even for those that know the Lord Jesus as their Savior, it's always good to be reminded of what the Lord Jesus did for us and His work on the cross. So our lesson again this morning will be how to be saved and know it. How to be saved and know for sure that you'll be with the Lord Jesus if you die. There's going to be three main points, okay? And each main point will start with letter A, B, and C. And to me, that is very easy to just think of A, B, C, because even if you don't speak English in here, I'm sure you know the letter A, B, and C, right? Even some people that haven't moved to the United States, back in Thailand, already know A, B, C. So all you have to remember is A, B, and C. So the first letter, or the first main point here is to admit, I'm a guilty sinner. So remember, we're going to talk about how a person gets saved and knows it. So the first main point is that they have to admit that they are a guilty sinner. Now you might be asking, what is guilty? What is the definition of guilt? Guilt is a feeling that we get inside of us when we do something wrong. So for example, you know, you told a lie, and then you feel very bad about it. That's guilt. And why are you a guilty sinner? Who says you're guilty? Well, the Bible says you're guilty. And I'm going to go back all the way to Adam and Eve. God made everything perfect. He made the whole world perfect. He created two human beings, Adam and Eve. And God told Adam to take care of the earth, name the animals. God gave him a job. And God gave them one rule. And that rule was, don't eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. You can eat from any other tree, but just from this one tree, the knowledge of good and evil, do not eat from this tree. The moment you eat it, you will die. God gave them that rule. And Adam and Eve disobeyed God. They ate the fruit that God told them not to eat. So that's when sin came into the world. And everyone who is born after Adam and Eve, we're born sinner. The Bible says, just as through one man, that's Adam, just as through one man, Adam, sin entered into the world, and death through sin. And so death spread to all men because all sin. Now, we cannot just blame Adam and Eve, right, for sin. We have to blame ourselves too, because we also sin. So, the first main point is, we have to admit that we're a guilty sinner. I'm going to give you guys an example. This girl, her name is Cindy. She comes to Vacation Bible School. In a couple of weeks, we will have Vacation Bible School here. So this girl, her name is Cindy. And she comes to Vacation Bible School. And one of her jobs was to memorize a Bible verse. And her team leader came up to Cindy and asked her, Cindy, have you memorized your Bible verse? And she said, yes, I memorized my Bible verse. And the team leader said to her, well, Cindy, if you memorize your Bible verse, say it to me. And Cindy couldn't say the Bible verse because she didn't memorize it. You know what she did? She lied. And then she got caught. The moment she got caught, she started to feel guilty. Oh no, I've told a lie. That's not good. So Cindy started to feel guilty of her lie. Why? Because she has been caught doing the bad things. And that bad thing that Cindy did was she lied. Cindy lied. And it is not only Cindy's feeling of guiltiness that tells her that she is a sinner. You guys know what else says that we're sinning? Well, God says it. God says that all of us here is a sinner in Romans 3:23. Romans 3:23 says this, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." Romans 3:23. According to this verse right here, it says all have sinned, right? Not just one person sin, not just two persons sin, not just my sin, not just your sin, the sins of the whole world. Everyone here is a sinner, and because we're a sinner, we're falling short of the glory of God. And the glory of God is the Lord Jesus himself. Jesus became a man, and he lived a perfect life, and he never sinned. In fact, Jesus is God himself. It's not that Jesus didn't sin. He can't sin because he's God. And God cannot have anything to do with sin. So Jesus is perfect. He's a perfect son of God. He's a perfect man. And he's the holy son of God. But with us, we're sinners. So we can never reach the Lord Jesus because of our sin. Keep sinning each day, even though sometimes we say, "I'm not going to sin anymore." We still do. We still sin. So because of our sin, we fall short of the glory of God. We fall short of the Lord Jesus. So Cindy realized that she's a sinner because she's been caught doing the bad thing. She's been caught lying. So remember, A is to admit I am a guilty sinner. So I want you guys to also say it with me. Admit I am a guilty sinner. Ready? Admit I'm a guilty sinner. So that's our first point. It's A. Admit I am a guilty sinner. And then B is to believe Jesus died for me. So A is admit I am a guilty sinner. B, believe Jesus died for me. You might be asking, well, why did Jesus die for me? Or how did Jesus die for me, right? So if you pay attention to the board here, I'm going to do an illustration. So why did Jesus have to die for me? That's you right there. The moment you're born into this world, here you are, and here is where God is. Isaiah 59:2. Let us read this verse together. Ready? "But your iniquities have made a separation between you and your God." Isaiah 59:2. Now what is this verse saying to us? Well, it's the word for sin here is iniquities. Iniquities is the same word for sin. So our sins have made a separation between you and your God. So here we are. We're born a sinner. We're born separated from God. And here's God, who's holy and who's perfect. He can't have anything to do with sin. So our sins separate us from God. You can see a big gap here, right? This is you. You're born right here, the day you were born. I was born here on April 8, 2002. The moment you guys are all here, so that means you're born. So you're born here, and here's God. Because of our sin, sin separated us from God. Causing a separation. So our sin, we're born sinner. The Bible just tells us that our sin separates us from God. And there's another verse. What is sin doing to us? Let's read this verse together. For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Romans 6:23. So here we see the wages of sin is death. Now wages is what you earn from doing something, okay? Once in a while I have to look at a paycheck. My dad would ask me, how much did I earn for this week? So I would have to log into the phone and look at the check, look at his wages for what he had earned from his work. So here the Bible is telling us that because of our sin, right? Because of sin, there's a payment for sin. And that payment is death. So the payment for sin here is death. Because of our sin, we're receiving death. And this death is a spiritual death. It separates us from God. There's another thing here in this verse right here. Now, the wages of sin is death. That's not the end of it. There's a but here. But the free gift of God is eternal life. So in God, through God, there is life. And it's not just life. It's eternal life. And eternal life can only be received through the Lord Jesus. It's only through the Lord Jesus. So again, if you look at the board here, we've sinned. Our sin separate us from God. And then in Romans 6:23 tell us that because of sin, the wages of sin is death. But on the other hand, God is offering us life. And that life is eternal life. Not just, you know, physical life. We already have physical life. You guys are living as I'm seeing you right now. But the most important life is eternal life, because God is offering it, and it starts the moment you accept the Lord Jesus as your Savior. So God is offering you eternal life. Our sins separate us from God, and because of our sin, we're receiving death. But God is offering you a free gift. That free gift is eternal life. Some people want to work their way into heaven. God is offering them a free gift of eternal life. But still, they want to do it their own way. So some people decided that they want to work for it. They want to work for eternal life. Maybe they decided, okay, I'm going to be a good person. You know, I've told lies and, you know, I steal things. But I'm not going to do that anymore. I'm going to try to be good. And that's their works, okay? But their works will not give them life. Some people trying to use their religion to receive eternal life. Maybe they go to church every single week and they pray every single day, but that does not give them eternal life. Some people use their money. It's like they're going to buy their way into heaven. Like I said, they probably give money to the church. Maybe they give money to homeless people standing on the side of the road. Give money to the poor. All those works, all those religion that they have, all those money that they have will not give them life. They will always fall short the glory of God. So you cannot work your way into heaven. You cannot use your religion to get to heaven. You cannot use your money to get to heaven. How can you get to heaven? Ephesians 2, 8 and 9. Let's read this verse together. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not as a result of works, so that no one may boast. Ephesians 2, 8 and 9. So we see here, talking about the grace of God. Do you guys know what grace is? Grace is getting something that we don't deserve. In here, because of our sin, we deserve death. Okay? We deserve to be separated from God forever because of our sin. But because of God's grace, He sent His Son, the Lord Jesus, to come and die on the cross for our sins. And that's grace, because we don't deserve it, but God has given it to us. He's offering it to us. So God saved us by His grace through our faith. And that is not of yourself. So I highlighted that in red, because I think that's important. Being saved is not of yourself. So like we talked about a moment ago, your works cannot save you. Your religions cannot save you. Your money cannot save you from your sin. The only way you can be saved from your sin is by God's grace through your faith. You have to come to know the Lord Jesus as your Savior. And grace is a gift of God. God is offering you eternal life. It's a gift. It's not something that you have to buy. It's not something that you have to work for. Because if you buy something or work for something, that's not a gift anymore. That's wages. So God is offering you gift of eternal life. And it is not a result of works. Right? Like we talked about a moment ago, not by works. We cannot get saved by our works. The only way we can be saved is through the Lord Jesus. And I really like the last part where it says here that no one may boast. Some people, they think they're a good person. And they're very happy about it. And sometimes they will brag about it. I have never gotten a speeding ticket. I have never been to court. I've never been to jail. So they're boasting about it because, they think they're a good person. But they did not know that they're sinning. That God says that they're a sinner and they're on their way to hell, to eternal destruction. And they're going to forever be separated from God. And they did not know that. So they will boast that, thinking that they're a good person. So I'm going to read this verse here again. Ephesians 2, 8 and 9. For by grace you have been saved through faith. And that's not of yourself. It is the gift of God, not as a result of works, so that no one may boast. Ephesians 2, 8 through 9. So our first main point was A. What's A? Admit I am a guilty sinner. B. Believe Jesus died for me. And then here, C. C is count on God's promise. We have to count on God's promise. So A, we have to admit that we're a guilty sinner. We have to understand that I am a sinner. I was born a sinner. Not just born a sinner, but I also sin, right? Committed sin every single day. We have to admit that we're a guilty sinner. B, we have to believe Jesus died for me. Right? Understanding that our sin will lead us to eternal death. And believe that Jesus comes to die for our sins. We have to believe in the Lord Jesus as our Savior. And then C, we can count on God's promise. God gave us many promises in His Word. So if you look at the PowerPoint here, as you can see, this may be where you are, right here. And here is God. And the thing that is separating you from God, there's a gap here, and that is your sin. Your sin is separating you from God. Your sin brings death. Because of your sin, one day you will die and pay for your own sin. But here's God offering you life through the Lord Jesus. Now, we want to talk about what the Lord Jesus did for us. Over 2,000 years ago, God sent His Son, the Lord Jesus, to come to this world. He was born as a baby. Jesus was born as a baby. And even though He became a human being, He's still a God. Jesus is still God Himself. There are some other cults who believe that Jesus is not God. And for example, I'm sure you guys have heard of the Jehovah's Witnesses. They will come and knock on your door and try to teach you things that are not true. They will say, Jesus is not God. They're saying Jesus is an angel. But it's very clear in the scripture that Jesus is God. But He became a man so that He can die. Because God cannot die. Right? God cannot die. Jesus became a man so that He can die. But still, He's still a God. He can do things that God can do. But on the other hand, He's also man. 100% God, 100% man. He became a man so that He can die. God loves us. He sent His Son, the Lord Jesus, to come. And here's a promise on the wall here. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have eternal life. John 3:16. So we can see the feeling that God has for us here. And we can count on this promise, remember? God loves us, right? He loves the whole world. And what did He do? He sent His Son, the Lord Jesus, His only begotten Son. The only one thing that the Lord Jesus, God the Father has, is His Son. And He sent Him down to this world so that Jesus can die on the cross for our sin. And the promise here is that whoever believes in Him shall not perish. I mean, if you believe the Lord Jesus as your Savior, you will not go to hell and pay for your own sin in the lake of fire. And another promise here is that you will have eternal life. Eternal life starts the moment you accept the Lord Jesus as your Savior. It will not start in 5 minutes because you could get a heart attack and die, right? But it starts the moment you accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. That's when eternal life starts. And this is a promise from God. God loves you. He sent His Son, the Lord Jesus, to die on the cross for your sin. Believe in Him and you will not perish. No hell for you, because the Lord Jesus takes your death, but you will have eternal life. Two promises in that verse. So here's another promise in John 5:24. It says, He who hears my word. Are you hearing the word of God? Well, right now you're hearing the word of God. God says in Isaiah 59:2 that your sin has separated you from God. Your sin separated you from God. You also hear that Romans 6:23 says, for the wages of sin is death. Right? Your sin separates you from God, and because of your sin, you're receiving death. So you heard that. It's from the word of God, Isaiah 59:2 and Romans 6:23. Back to this verse, John 5:24. He who hears my word, you hear God's word about what Jesus did for you, and believes in Him who sent me. Believe in the Lord Jesus as your Savior. Believe that God loves you, that He sent His Son, the Lord Jesus, to come and to die on the cross for your sin. If you believe in the Lord Jesus as your Savior, believe or receive Him. Okay? It's the same thing. To receive the Lord Jesus as your Savior or to believe in Him is the same thing. John 1:12 says, but as many as believed Him, He gave the right to become children of God, even to those who believe in His name. So we receive the Lord Jesus as our Savior. We believe in the Lord Jesus as our Savior. It's the same thing. So you hear God's word, right? This is the Lord Jesus talking. You hear His word. You believe that God loves you and He sent His Son, the Lord Jesus, to die on the cross for your sin. You'll have eternal life. That's God's promise, and you can count on it. God can't lie. And that's one thing that I always appreciate about God is that He can't lie. What God says, He will make it happen. Because if God can lie, He will not be God, because He will be a sinner. So the Lord Jesus, He Himself is God. He cannot lie. He said, if you hear His word and you believe in Him, you will have eternal life. Blessed this man, hear God's word. He believed the Lord Jesus as his Savior. He had life. And that life is in the Lord Jesus. So, this is a bridge illustration. You're right here, God's right here. Your sin separates you from God. And the only way for you to get to God is through the Lord Jesus. He made a bridge for you. All you have to do is go to the Lord Jesus, receive Him, accept Him as your Savior, so that you can have a relationship with God the Father. It's very simple. Some people makes it very hard. Like we talked about, some people try to work, which they will never be good enough. Because from my experience, you know, sometimes I've decided to do something nice and said, you know, I'm not going to sin and do this and do that. But guess what? A couple minutes later, I do it again. So I cannot be good enough to get to heaven, you know. Or I cannot pray every single day. Because if I'm not saved, God will not hear my prayer. And money, can't use my money to buy my way into heaven. The only way for us to get to heaven is through the Lord Jesus. Now, I'm going to read this verse here again, John 5:24. He who hears my word and believes in him who sent me has eternal life. And here's another promise. And does not come into judgment. Because of your sin, you're receiving death. And that's judgment. Okay? And that judgment will happen in the lake of fire. If you die today without knowing the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, you would have to be judged for your sin forever in the lake of fire or in hell. And that's very serious, because God's word says so here. And this is also a promise. If you believe the Lord Jesus as your Savior, you have eternal life, but you will also not come into judgment. You will not receive the death that was supposed to be yours, because you know why? The Lord Jesus took it on the cross. He took your sin, all of your sin. God the Father put it on the Lord Jesus. He died for it. He takes your death. The Lord Jesus takes your death that was supposed to be yours. And Jesus died for it on the cross. You know what you have to do? Basically nothing. You have to do nothing to receive eternal life. All you have to do is accept the Lord Jesus as your Savior. Believe in Him. It's very simple. And here's nothing but has passed out of death. Remember, you pass out of that. God is taking you out of the judgment that you deserve. He's taking you out of death, because the Lord Jesus has already taken your death. And He's taking you into life. And that life is in Christ. So I'm going to read the verse again. John 5:24, He who hears my word and believes in him who sent me has eternal life and does not come into judgment, but has passed out of death into life. Before we come to know the Lord Jesus as our Savior, here we are in sin, in death. The moment we hear this word and we accept the Lord Jesus as our Savior, God gave us eternal life, taking us out of the judgment that we deserve, taking us out of our death, transfer us to life through His Son, the Lord Jesus. So this is a promise that we can count on. God is giving us this promise so that we can know for sure that we're saved. A is to admit I am a guilty sinner. B is to believe Jesus died for me. C is to count God's promises. So let's all say that together. A, admit I'm a guilty sinner. B, believe Jesus died for me. And And C, count on God's promises. Very simple. To come to know the Lord Jesus as our Savior, and to also know for sure that we're saved. Right? Here's another promise that God has given us. In John chapter 10, verse 28 and 29. I give eternal life to them. This is the Lord Jesus talking. He says, I gave eternal life to them, and they will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand. So these are people who know the Lord Jesus as their Savior. The moment we accept the Lord Jesus as our Savior, Jesus gave us eternal life. And his promise in here is that we will never perish. Remember, perish is where we suffer for our sin in the lake of fire forever. That's perishing, to be destroyed. The moment we come to accept the Lord Jesus as our Savior, God's promise is that we will not perish. And not only that, but no one will snatch us out of the Lord Jesus' hand. So the moment you accept the Lord Jesus as your Savior, the Lord Jesus takes you into his hand and holds you very securely. No one will be able to snatch you out. If you know the Lord Jesus as your Savior and you have eternal life, you're in the Lord Jesus' hand. And not one person can snatch you out. Now, not just the Lord Jesus' hand, I want you to look at the second verse here. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of the Father's hand. Another promise here we see. If you know the Lord Jesus as your Savior, and he gave you eternal life, you're in the Lord Jesus' hand. Not only are you in the Lord Jesus' hand, but you're also in God the Father's hand. You're in God's hand. God the Father, God the Son. And no one will be able to snatch you out of God's hand. No one can make you unsafe. You guys know that? God gave you eternal life. The moment you accept Jesus as your Savior, you receive eternal life. It is not called temporary life. If you can lose your salvation, that's temporary life, right? But God is not promising you temporary life. He's promising you eternal life. The moment you accept Jesus as your Savior, you receive eternal life. And eternal is forever. So, no one will be able to snatch you out from God's hand. You're in Jesus' hand. You're in God the Father's hand. And even people try, they can't. Because once you're saved, you're saved. You're in God's hand. And that's his promise. I really love this. I'm going to read it again. I gave eternal life to them, and they will never perish. And no one will snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of the Father's hand. John 10, 28 and 29. Let's review for a little bit. A is, admit I am a guilty sinner. B, believe Jesus died for me. C, count on God's promises. So here we are. Before we come to know the Lord Jesus as our Savior, separated from God because of our sin, and our sin will lead us to death, eternal death in the lake of fire. God is offering us eternal life through the Lord Jesus. And we heard his promise, right? We heard his promise. If you hear his word, he who hears my word and believes in him who sent me has eternal life and does not come into judgment, but has passed out of death into life. My question here, if you were in this picture, where will you be standing? You'd have to answer me. I just want you to think. If you're in this picture here, where will you be? Are you still over here? In your sin? On your way to eternal death? Or are you here in God? You receive eternal life, and knowing for sure that the moment you die, you'll open your eyes and be with the Lord. Your works cannot save you. Your works will fall short. Your religion will fall short. Your money will fall short. All those things will not get you to heaven. The only way for you to be saved from your sin, to receive eternal life, is through the Lord Jesus. So, again, the question asked, if you were in this picture, where will you be standing? Another question, what side would you like to be on? Now you have a choice, right? You have a choice. Whether you want to still be on this side, and you already know what's going to happen to you after you die, or you want to be on God's side and know that you have eternal life. So some people are so close on the edge here. We don't know the day that we will die, right? We know the day that we're born. We celebrated 2 June birthday today. But we don't know the day that we will die. If we're not on this side, the moment we die here, we have to pay for our own sin forever in the lake of fire. And that's also God said so, because the wages of sin is death. But God is offering you eternal life. And that's a free gift. You don't have to do anything for it. You don't have to work for it. You don't have to pay for it. It's a free gift. All you have to do is accept the Lord Jesus as your Savior. So let's review again our ABC. A is admit I'm a guilty sinner. B, believe Jesus died for me. And C, count on God's promises. You can count on God's promises because God cannot lie. He promised you eternal life. And you accept the Lord Jesus as your Savior, you'll receive it the moment you accept the Lord Jesus as your Savior. You can be saved and you can know it for sure. You can be saved and you can know it for sure. Because God cannot lie. You can count on His promise. You guys already heard what the Lord Jesus did for you. You heard that He came to die on the cross for your sin. Jesus died for you. And you can know for sure that you're saved. Because He promises you eternal life. And He promises you that once you're saved, you're in God's hand, God the Son, God the Father, and no one will be able to snatch you out of God's hand. So it reminds me back to those people when I ask if they know the Lord Jesus as their Savior, and they say, yes, but I don't know where I will be if I die today. God wants them to know for sure, and maybe you might be one of those people who said, yes, I know the Lord Jesus as my Savior. I know that I'm a sinner. I admit I'm a guilty sinner. I believe Jesus died for me, but I don't know where I will be if I die. God offers you eternal life, and you cannot lose that. So the moment you die, you can know for sure that you'll be with the Lord Jesus in heaven. The Bible said to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. That means the moment you physically die, you can open your eye and be with the Lord. If you know the Lord Jesus as your Savior. If you don't know the Lord Jesus as your Savior, at the moment you physically die, you open your eye in the lake of fire. Because that's where you will be judged for your sin. Our sin has already been judged and paid for on the cross by the Lord Jesus Christ. We don't have to do that anymore. But if you still choose to not accept the Lord Jesus as your Savior, you will have to pay for your own sin in the lake of fire. But if you have chosen the Lord Jesus as your Savior, accept Him as your Savior, you can know for sure that the moment you die today, you'll open your eye and be with the Lord Jesus. You can be saved and know for sure. And if you guys have a question about this lesson or about how to be saved and know it, you can talk to me. I'd be happy to talk to you guys and show you from God's Word, from the Bible. You can talk to our elders, Craig and Mark, and we'll be happy to show you guys that you can know for sure that you're saved, because God wants you to know for sure. And I'm going to review another time our 3 main points, ABC. A is admit I'm a guilty sinner. B, believe Jesus died for me. And C, count on God's promises. So, very simple. It's A, B, C. To come to know the Lord Jesus as your Savior and know for sure that you're saved. It's A, B, C. Admit you're a guilty sinner. Believe the Lord Jesus died for you and count on His promise. And recently in our daily reading, there's a verse that for those who believe in the Lord will not be disappointed. You come to know the Lord Jesus as your Savior and you will not be disappointed because He promised you life. And it's not that He promised you eternal life and, you know, you died and still end up in the lake of fire. That will never happen because that's not who God is. He wants you guys to know for sure what would you be if you died today. So my question to you now is, if you die today, where will you be? Will you be with the Lord? Or will you be suffering for your own sin in the lake of fire forever? Like I said, if you have a question, you can talk to us. Ask us a question. We can show you from God's word how you can be saved and know for sure.